Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And last night, the Blues got pounded by the Washington Capitals. But that is not the
story
of the game.
Isn't he? And he does some things. Watches after the goal is scored. He's got the puck. Watch what he does with the puck. He's going to keep it in his pants. I don't know if he wants to sell it on the open market or not, but they're not going to get that puck from Binnington. But that is until linesman Michel Cormier came over and said, hey, we know you got the puck, buddy.
So that is the highlight from TNT. Last night in the game, and you know we're not here to break down this game, the X's and
O's. Nobody wants to know.
They've lost, what, now 8 of their last 9. So in the game last night.
Unnecessary stat, whatever. Continue.
That's
unnecessary.
Yeah, it is unnecessary. Yeah. They lost 8-9. Maybe pick it up, boys. How about that?
They could play better.
So in the game last night, there was a milestone goal scored by Alex Ovechkin.
900 goals. This guy, Alex Ovechkin, he not only surpassed the previous record, Wayne Gretzky's 895 goals, which people thought was untouchable, but he became the first player in NHL history to hit 900 goals. Backhander goes in, scores 900. The team, his team, jumps off the bench, skates to the other end of the ice. People have been waiting for this moment.
And while nobody's looking, our goaltender, Jordan Binnington, took that puck, which will be a piece of sports memorabilia. And he tried to stuff it in his pants.
Well, he did stuff it in his pants.
Okay, yes, he did stuff it down his pants.
Yeah.
Tried to hide it. I suppose, I honestly don't know what he was doing or why he was doing it. And after the game, nobody talked about it. Nobody asked him about it. They weren't able to ask him about it.
Yeah, he was not available after the game.
And nobody asked Jim Montgomery about it?
That's the part that surprises me a bit. A smaller media, St. Louis media crew, for sure, because, you know, you're on the road. Not everybody's traveling with the team. Binnington not available after the game. Jim Montgomery spoke to the media. As far as I know, on the record, they didn't ask him about it. Now, the Washington media asked Alex Ovechkin about it. He said, yeah, he's not going to comment on it. They also asked the Capitals goalie about it, who said maybe he was trying to pick it up so he could give it back to Ovechkin. I mean, they were very generous and very kind.
Well, you don't put it in your pants
first. Well, that's the thing. The Capitals were very generous and kind with it.
I bet you they were pissed. I bet you they were not happy about that.
I've thought about this a lot, and I can say that I have no idea exactly what he was trying to do. Because here's the thing. It is Ovechkin's 900th goal. When I say that everybody has been following this in the hockey world, if you're not a hockey person, I get it. You're like, I don't even care. I get it. But even non-hockey people know who Wayne Gretzky is.
Right.
And Wayne Gretzky's goal record was considered untouchable. And there was this whole countdown, you know, last year into this year of Ovechkin breaking Gretzky's goal. and then hitting that 900 mark, the first NHL player of all time. So when I say all the eyeballs of the sports world were going to be on this moment, Jordan Binnington knew that, and he knew there are cameras everywhere, that they would see him sticking the puck in his pants, not only because that moment was being watched by the sports world, but also because it wasn't that easy for him to get the puck in his pants. It took a while.
So this would be like McGuire's 70th home run ball. Somehow the left fielder gets a hold of it because a fan gives it back to him, and the left fielder takes it and sticks it in his pocket and tries to take it home.
But it doesn't fit in the pocket, and he's fumbling with it for like a few seconds. This was not a sleight of hand, Ranj. It took forever.
No, he took his glove off.
Yes, and was and fiddling then like, oh, with it. Oh, I got to loosen my pants.
So I don't know if he was trying to be funny. I don't know what his intent was. It was very, very weird, but we know he's kind of a weirdo anyway, so it's not like it's...
He's a character.
Yeah, sure.
You gotta love a character.
Yeah, I mean, so he's a weirdo, and he did this thing. I don't know if he was trying to be funny about it, or if he was trying to stick it to Ovechkin, or if he was, you know, trying to get under their skin in some way, or if he was mad that he's the one who gave up the goal, which could be it, could be all of it. Who really knows? Just kind of a weird thing to do. And I'm sure that they were not, the other team, not happy about that. But I do know this. If you look at ESPN, ESPN.com, the website, so they have their very top headline right in the middle of the page, and it's about the Cowboys. They had a defensive end player who passed away. That's like their main story, and then underneath it is an NBA story. To the right, they have their list of top headlines. Mm-hmm. Most of the headlines are NBA, college football. You know, ESPN and DraftKings have a partnership now. So that's pretty much the whole thing, except they have the 900th goal story listed third. But it isn't that Alex Ovechkin scored 900. It's Binnington tries to hide puck from Ovi's 900th goal.
Yeah.
So like that became the story of the game yesterday. USA Today wrote about it. Obviously, The Athletic wrote about it. They always do. You've got
Fox News.
Fox News.
Go to Fox News, like foxnews.com, and then you click on sports. It's the third story. It's on the front page. There is a top one about gymnasts being like barred. You know, it's world news because it's Fox News. These gymnasts were barred from Indonesia because they're from Israel. So there's like this world news Middle East story. And right underneath it is Jordan Binnington sticks the puck in his pants. Like, literally, you're looking at, strong global geopolitical nuance in sports. And then, boom, Jordan Binnington. Now, I want to bring this up. If people think, well, Chris Pronger, because Chris Pronger, now he was not with the Blues at the time. He was with Philadelphia. But after the Blackhawks game winner in game two of the Stanley Cup Finals, this is 2010. This is a long time ago. He picked up the game winner and he stole it and then he threw it in the trash can. Because usually what happens, you have in the Stanley Cup Final, you have a slot for in your locker room, say, for each of the four pucks, right? Game winning pucks to win the cup. Or playoffs or whatever. You keep the game-winning puck. And he took it and he threw it away. And that was like, so they don't have it. The Blackhawks never got it. But the thing is, that is so different. When I say the Ovechkin goal, everybody's eyes were on it. It's exactly what you said. It would be like Mark McGuire, if one of the outfielders got it because a fan tossed it to him, and then he tried to put it under his hat and put his hat on his head.
It's very strange.
And then the umpire would have to go up to him and say, excuse me, do you have the ball under your hat? I don't know. Why did you see me take it? Like that.
I really wish the linesman was mic'd up for that so we could hear it. I would love to know what that conversation
John
was like.
John Boy can't read that, can he?
No, because Bennington's got a mask on. I mean, he could read
the official.
He could read the official's lips. But I don't know, man. I don't know what was going on there.
And I say this because I love Jordan Binnington. I love him. I think he's awesome. I think he's funny. I think he's quirky. He has not played well this year, but generally he backs up all of his quirkiness with winning the Stanley Cup or winning the Four Nations Cup last year, or I guess at the beginning of this year in February. You know, I think he's when famously in 2019, when Jim Thomas, who was covering the Blues at the time, asked him, "Are you nervous?" And his famous response, "Do I look nervous?" I think he's funny. I like his interactions with the media. I don't know exactly what. So you know, some people are saying he was just him. He knew he would get caught, but he thought it was funny. I don't know, because I don't know that he was in the mood to be funny last night.
So one texter to the show at 314-436-7900 says it's freaking hilarious, which there is something funny about it for sure. Harambe says, is Bennington bad now? And what the hell was he doing trying to steal the puck? It's weird. Another message from a 512. What's that area code? Somebody let me know. Bennington, and I have to change this a bit. It's Bennington has being a jerk moments. Last night was one of them.
And we also have a texter asking where he put the puck.
It was in the back of his pants.
It was in the back of his pants.
Not the front. Yes. That was the specific question. Yes. Did he put it in the front?
The front or the back.
Yeah.
512 is Central Texas.
Central Texas.
Central Texas.
Thanks for checking into KMOX.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We appreciate you.
It's super interesting. We don't have any answers. I don't know what he was thinking.
How's nobody asking about it? Why is there not a reporter who's asking?
Off the record.
Off the record? Everybody saw it.
I know. That's why I don't understand either. And I'm not sure.
Weird.
It is a little
bizarre.
Unless
they were told, don't ask about it. In that case, I'd be like, do not tell me not to ask about that. Everybody saw it and is talking about
it.
And
I feel like it does matter that the Blues are the worst team, right? They are the worst team right now in the NHL. Their goal differential is the worst in the league. It's not even close. Yep. I think they're minus 21. The Flames are minus 13. They're second. And they were down. They were losing. So I do think that matters. If the Blues were just on top of the world, and let's say they were, you know, second, even third place in the Central Division and winning games, it's a little bit more of a joke. This, I think people are now have the ability or feel like they have the permission to attribute it to, you know, bitterness or like he just wanted to make about himself, which I don't think necessarily is fair. I just don't understand.
Well,
I don't understand because I don't feel like he would be in the mood to joke around right now.
So more on that when we come back, and we want to ask you this question or at least throw it out there, because we were having the conversation in the office with the Bennington thing and... You know, hockey is not like NBA or football where a lot more people pay attention to it, right? But the people who pay attention to hockey, I get the sense around the league and other cities are not big fans of Bennington the way he is. People who pay close attention to hockey, just like there are players on your team, whether it's a baseball team or football team, that people in other cities nationally don't like them either. Are we blind to how other people view our players? And I think it's an interesting question we probably don't think about it
very often. As we break, I will say this. I was blind to how people viewed one player, that Ronge. It was like dropped a bomb. I had no idea. It was a Cardinals player.
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't know it.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.